Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on liveparanormal.com.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And Ghost Huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli.
And Michael Perry.
And we're here. Hello, we're here at the Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli and weekly at liveparanormal.com.
This is Stefan Brigati from Pacific Coast Paranormal, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. She rocks.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30-Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on liveparanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Roth, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickRoffTours.com. You are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
This is April, the psychic housewife in New Jersey, featured on the Travel Channel's The Holes of Files. I just wanted to wish my very dear friend, Sophia Temporelli, a very happy 11-year anniversary right here on Live Paranormal. Congratulations, Sophia. I love you, and I'm so proud of you.
That's right, her psychic ears must be burning. That's today's guest on this show. It is. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And congratulations, Sophia, on 11 years of broadcasting here on the network. Thank you, Rob Therrick, for providing this format each and every week. And all of our moderators, thank you guys for patching us through at live events when we had no internet feed through the years. Thank you guys so much for your help. Feel free to call into the show, 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316 as well. Feel free to jump into the liveparanormal.com chat room. It only takes a second to sign in, get yourself an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. Today, we welcome back natural-born clairvoyant, automatic writer, remote viewer, celebrity psychic medium, shaman, ghost hunter, intuitive April, proclaimed the psychic housewife of New Jersey as featured on Travel Channel's The Holzer Files Season 2, the Lambert Castle episode. It's now available on Discovery Plus. Everyone visit intuitiveapril.com. That's intuitiveapril.com. Facebook like Intuitive April, Twitter and Instagram at Intuitive_April. Upcoming, we have middle-aged and creeped-out show hosts Todd, Sean, and Nate. They're going to be on next week, the 17th. Also, OC Paracon founder and producer and broadcaster Henry San Miguel will be on the program on the 24th. Sophia will be part of the Sunday broadcaster panel of the OC Paracon. That's going to be the October 2nd date. So full speaker lineup and tickets available at ocparacon.com. That's ocparacon.com. Author Rob Guttrow promotes his release, Ghosts of England. That'll be on November 5th. We're leaving October open. We have a lot of people that are getting booked by networks for the show all throughout October, so definitely tune in for that. So like the ghost host Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com Facebook fan page to learn of those guests as we learn of them real time. Also, too, like liveparanormal.com Facebook group page, check out the membership packages that start as low as $2.99 a month. Rob Sirk, the site founder, he's great at rewarding the members. So a lot of autographed books by some of your favorite paranormal authors, that's under the membership packages. Also, Sophia, let's bring her into the studio. A little bit of a delay, and there we go. We got you, Sophia. Congratulations on 11 years here.
Thank you. I can't believe it's already been 11 years.
You're doing a fantastic job. You got these Instagrams, all these other things out there. Where can people find you?
I'm on Instagram at Sophia Temporelli and Twitter at Sophia Temporelli with one L because my name is just too long.
Yeah, we cursed you the long name for these logins. So just drop one of the L's in Temporelli and you'll be able to find Sophia. So tell us about your guest, Sophia.
Today, we welcome back clairvoyant, remote viewer, celebrity psychic medium, ghost hunter, Intuitive April, proclaimed the psychic housewife of New Jersey, as featured on Travel Channel's The Holzer Files Season 2, the Lambert Castle episode, now available on Discovery Plus. Everyone visit intuitiveapril.com, Facebook like Intuitive April, Twitter, Instagram at Intuitive_April. Make sure it's that username because there are a lot of catfishes. Let's welcome April to the show.
April, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me again. Oh, my God, yes. You know, I keep once a month somebody duplicates my Instagram page, and I can't tell you how many times I get knocked off of Facebook because somebody's trying to log in. It's terrible.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's crazy that happens to you so much, but thank you for coming on today.
Oh, thanks. I was laughing. I sound like I'm drunk or high, you know, on that promo. I'm like, I got to redo that. I'm very loud.
Thanks for doing that.
Thank you for doing that.
I'm so proud of you. Happy 11 years.
Well, thank you. And thank you for all your support throughout the years. I mean, it's always great having you on the show and becoming friends through the years has been amazing.
Yes, I know. I feel like I'm part of the family. I know I have a place on that couch. So
You definitely do. Right now we have a Halloween animatronic in the living room, but I promise there would be space if you ever come to Long Beach. So,
you know,
to start off,
I have a feeling you're going to have a very busy year coming up too.
I feel like there's an offer coming of something.
I don't know if it's a guest appearance or there's you're going to be in talks with something. And you know, this is going to sound so crazy. I don't know who this is, but I kept hearing this name because they kept showing me, you know, the Mario Brothers. They kept showing me Luigi.
Very strangely, that's my dad's father's name, his adopted father.
Luigi Temporelli.
Oh, get out of here. Oh, my God, because I kept seeing, I'm like, all right, I know I'm going to sound crazy saying this, but, you know, this is what we do. You know, we're taught, you know, just say what you're seeing or hearing. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to say it, but I don't know who it is. I know I just kept hearing the name. First they showed me Mario Brothers, and they showed me Luigi. So, and then I heard the name Luigi. Oh, my God. There must be something coming up, either somebody's birthday, anniversary, the day of passing that must be around, just passed or coming up.
October.
So,
yeah, my dad would know that, not me. He died before I was born, so I'm a little, I never met him.
Yeah, I know, I understand. I never met my grandparents either. But I got to tell you, I know Sophia is very proud of you. Believe me, he's always around you, following you. But who's been having a problem with their shoulders or back?
I mean, probably me. I'm always complaining about chiropractic.
Always have me crackers or rubber back and knots and.
I'm a disaster. I get sick of the body of an 80-year-old.
No, I just this might be wait because I feel like this is around the nail. Now this is going to be in the shoulders, going down the back, like almost into the flank area.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if this I just feel like it's something more. So like, don't shake it off as nothing serious. Nothing's going to happen to you. So just go to the doctor. It's just like. Like, I feel like it's not a backache or anything like that, but it's not like tumors or anything like that, so I don't want you to think that. I just think that the pain is coming from somewhere else, so that's where it should be fixed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some problems with their kidneys or something.
That's me again.
It's actually really funny. Kidney stones all the time.
Kidney stones removed.
he
really does.
Like kidney stones?
Oh, he gets the doctor referred to him as a grower.
I had a 10-millimeter one from being a vegetarian for so many years.
Yeah, listen, this is why that's what I'm saying. Like, to be careful. Like, it's not serious, but it's not what you think it is. It's not, like, the shoulder pain down the back. This is actually coming from an organ in the body. So, don't ignore it. Well, kidneys are important.
That's definitely him. He's literally the doctor.
I couldn't have ignored it if I tried.
And the nurse said, "You'll be back," which, I shouldn't laugh at my dad's pain, but it was pretty funny. Like, the whole experience was really funny.
Wait, let me tell you, listen, if you have to go back, you're going back hunched over like a woman in labor. That's how painful it's going to be.
That's how I waxy was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I actually, because... I have kidney issues, so if somebody if I'm doing a reading for somebody and they have kidney issues, I feel it even more. So, don't do this anymore.
He does. He really does. He just gets some. He chugs water constantly. Like, I swear to God, he holds more water than a fountain.
Me too.
I mean, water.
Yeah,
he does. Yeah,
so important. Yeah.
You're definitely picking up on him.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew it was a male. I knew it wasn't you, Sophia. You're too young yet.
I don't know. I'm always doing something to break something.
But I feel like this Luigi's around, like, very proud to watch you and to watch your dad, to watch over you guys, and like to be a part of this, too. So it's nice that he's around, but I thought it was so cute that he was showing me Mario Brothers.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing that you picked up on that. I mean, like, Luigi's not, like, a super common name. And, he used to actually guard the Pope in Italy, and he died in our old house that was haunted, but he wasn't the ghost that was, like, stalking
he's not a ghost, because you know why? He actually is crossed over. He crossed over right away. But, once you cross over, you can go wherever you want.
Yeah.
I'm going to haunt all the malls.
Yeah, I keep telling my friend that. I'm like, if something happens to me, Steven, I'm going to come after you. And he's like, oh, God, I can't get rid of you. I was like, no. Yeah, so, I mean, that's amazing, though, that you picked up on that right off the bat.
I was trying to tune into you guys before I came on, because you know what, right after this, I have to, I'm running out to an investigation right here in New Jersey. I'm going to the Strauss Mansion. I've never been there, so I'm really excited, because I was picking up on there, because I feel like these people, like, love to party, so I feel like there's, like, I'm going to see ghosts partying, so I'm going to try and get in on that.
Well, I mean, that's fun, though. If you're a psychic, it's better than ghosts just sitting there doing nothing. But, I mean, tell us about your investigation, though. What's some of the history behind the location, and what do you kind of expect besides the ghost party to be picking up there?
Well, you know what? I've never been there, so I go in cold. I don't like to know any information. I would prefer if somebody drove me there and not know where I'm going. So I always go into every investigation cold. I just was at the Pennhurst Asylum, which was crazy. It was so cool. And it's massive. Like, you got to wear good shoes, good sneakers, because you're doing a lot of walking. But it was great. That was last week. We got some great responses, EVPs. So, I try to go live, but it's so hard to, like, hold the camera or have somebody hold the camera and, you know, tune into the ghosts. But it was a great place. As a matter of fact, I wasn't scared the whole time until we hit this one spot that, like, I didn't even want to go down the hallway, and I didn't want my back towards it, because I felt like I was going to get rushed. But I kept feeling that the whole time I was there, like before I got there, that I would be rushed. But it was funny. We were at one spot. The guy that we went with, my friend Jeff, he's like, he was so hell-bent on going there because he wanted to make contact with this guy who we thought was a mean guy, the janitor. And he had a different name. And while we were there, and he's trying to talk to him, and I said, I keep hearing the name Roland. So now we have no Wi-Fi connection where we were. So we went outside. They looked it up. The guy that he thought he was talking to is not the right name. His name was actually Roland. So, so it was pretty cool. But we had a great time there. And, before that, I was at the Shanley Hotel. I love doing this. Because these three investigations that are coming up that I just did, we're all with friends. Because usually, you know, I'm not doing this. This is my job. I get hired to go to haunted locations and tell them what I'm picking up and the history. I was just at Haunted Hillview in Pennsylvania. And it's funny. They took me on a private tour, and they were asking me what I was picking up when I was going past this room. I can't tell you, it's not known to the public, but I'll tell you, it was something with a hand gesture. And I said, the man in here couldn't stop doing this. But it's not known to, they were like, oh my God, nobody knows this. We don't let the public know about this. So, so that was funny. But then they took me to a door, and they said, tell us what you feel here. So I'm walking towards the door, and I'm like, I am on fire, like it's hot. And I said, there's a fire. And then they said, what do you see? And I said, there's a man behind here that all his skin is burnt off. So it turns out that the guy next to the place had a house next door that lit his family on fire and himself.
Oh, wow.
And somehow he found himself in there, and they kind of locked him in this one room in Hillview Manor. So, I don't know. I think I'm just getting so immune to this. I am not even scared anymore. I'm like,
You're very busy. I mean, every time you're on the show, you're always at a different event. And even when you're not, I mean, you're all over the place. I mean, does that get hard for you? Like, tiring, talking to all of these ghosts? Or, you know, when you go to ghost parties like that, does it feel kind of like energizing to, you know, go to a new place and experience new history and activity?
It's so exciting. But you know what it is? It's funny because I think I don't respond like enthusiastically enough for people because I've become so immune to the ghost. So I'm like, so I have to kind of like, put a little more, you know, bubba boom into my, like, when I'm talking. You're like, oh, my God, this is going on. Because to them, this is their first time hearing about it. To me, I'm seeing it real time, and I'm like, all right, you know, and I've seen this a million times. But I'm trying to be a little more enthusiastic. But, yeah, I had a busy summer. I just got done with, you know, I do all these paracons. So I just, I did the New Jersey paracon. That's one of the biggest. That's, you know, Jason Hawes, Ghost Hunters, Ghost Brothers, Johnny Zaffis, oh, gosh, so many people. Amy wasn't there. Chip Coffee was there. I got to hang out with Chip Coffee, Dave Schrader, who I know already. But it was a great time. And then we had the Gettysburg Battlefield Bash, which is a huge party. It's like a four-day party, but it is so much fun and for a great cause, too. So. And what do I have coming up next? I'm doing Mass Paracon in November. I got coming up the Woodbridge Psychic Fair. That is run by New Jersey Paranormal, that runs the New Jersey Parunity. But also, on top of this, I'm filming a new show with Sam Valtrusis, Richard.
Oh, Eichstedt. Yeah.
Yeah. We're Becky Ann Galantine, TikToker, she's a wonderful girl. My friend's Ron Lourdes. It's fun. It's like we are going to all over the United States to different haunted hotels, staying there and filming ourselves. So live. So it's crazy. We actually have a network war going on, a bidding war, like who wants to take us. So just waiting.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I know. Well, it's so exciting.
If you guys, when the Queen Mary reopens, if you guys ever decide to pop by there, I'd love to meet up and, you know, meet you.
Listen,
in person.
I am going to make my way up there if it kills me. Now, I know I'll be there one day. And I got to meet my friend, Brandon Alves. He was supposed to be at the Gettysburg Battlefield Bash, too. But I'll have to make it up by you guys so we can all get together.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot
and
of great haunted hotels
family.
Here. That's what we have in California.
Oh, get out of here. Oh, that's right. You have, Ghost Adventures did, which you were on, you lucky girl. Is this a Cecil Hotel in California? Yeah.
Yeah, we have the Roosevelt Hotel, Cecil Hotel, the Glen Tavern Inn, Queen Mary, and tons of other hotels. That's what we have a plethora of, is haunted hotels.
I heard that Glen Tavern is really crazy.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. I had my weirdest experience there, for sure.
Really?
And it's just like really out of place location, too, just where it is in Santa Paula. You would love it, though. It's an amazing location.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They have good food. I'm always a big advocate of going to places that have good food.
Absolutely.
That's where we met Ron Giacovetti, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my friend Ron. Yeah. Yeah, that place is really... Oh, yeah.
Brandon actually used to work
there. Yeah. Who?
Yeah, Brandon. Brandon used to work at
the Glen
Tavern,
too. Yeah, I know. He told me
that.
Oh, my God. How crazy is that?
Yeah, it was definitely interesting. We were doing an event there, and then I had this experience walking down one of the hallways. And my mom's like, I'm going to go ask what the history was. And she was asking Brandon because he was living there and working there at the time. And I'm like, I'm just trying to look at movie posters. You know, I'm not trying to do anything spooky. Don't go ask. And she ran for me to go confirm. I'm like, God. But, you know, seeing all the amazing locations. So I was walking down, it's kind of like a three-story building, but on the first floor and throughout the building, they have movie posters down the hallways, and I love old films. So I was walking down this hallway on the right-hand side, and the further down I was going the hallway, my throat was getting tighter and tighter, and I was like, I don't really want to see what happens if I get to the end. So I told my mom, I'm done looking at the posters, I'm going back. I'm like, my third feeling
time.
She's
crazy.
She's like, I'm going to go ask what happened there. And I'm like, don't. And she's like, no, I'm going to go do it. So as we're walking back, you know, my third feeling less and less tight. And she goes and asks Brandon what happened down that hallway. Doesn't tell him what I experienced or anything. She goes, what happened down there? And he said, oh, 5 years prior, the groundskeeper had hung himself on the floor above.
Oh.
Right above that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Crazy. You know, see, I love that you're so in tune with it. See, that's all part of being psychic and being in tune with your psychic abilities is feeling the differences in your body. You know, like a lot of people just, you know, don't pay attention to it. You are. You're paying attention. The energy is affecting you. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Did you ever have anything with children, like a small child around you?
I mean, you know, Jackie's in the pool area of the Queen Mary, and I used to go there a lot as a child.
Okay.
On my first investigation, Peter had me call out to her.
Okay. Oh, my God, Peter. He was amazing. But I keep feeling like children will be attracted to you. So I think if you
Yeah, children
location,
really like me.
Yes, because I do. I see them, like, gather around you. Like you're
yeah,
this bright,
they really
like, you
like
know
me.
This? Because your energy is pure. And, the, you know,
you.
Like how a child and animals can sense good people.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So that speaks volumes about you. And you are that beautiful, pure soul. So kind. And they see that. So they're, like, you know, that mother nurturing feeling. So that's really a nice thing. Yeah.
I am very protective, but it's, like, really ironic because, like, the children in my family do like me, but I'm also a germaphobe, so I'll see them, like, stick their hands in their mouth. I'm like, oh, God. And then they'll walk close to me, and I'm like, oh, my God, please don't touch me. Oh, that happened at my cousin's birthday party. I'm seeing all these small kids running around, and they're just, you know, they get to that age where when they're eating, their whole hand goes in their mouth. I'm like, oh, God.
No, you know, boogers. I hated boogers. I was like, you know, now
oh,
my daughter.
It's horrifying.
I remember telling her, because I just had this fear of, like, children with boogers in their nose, and I said, you were the cleanest child. Like, she never gave me a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, thank you. Because that would, like, terrify me. I'm like, I got to clean that
yeah,
nose.
Yeah, it's frightening. Because, like, I do. Like, I'll see kids smile at me and stuff, and I'm like, oh, my God, why are you looking at me? What am I doing? I'm like, you're a nice person. I'm like, but their hand was in their mouth, and they stick it in their pants, and I'm just like, that's not clean. They need to get to the age where they can wash their hands.
You know, that's how
anyways.
We actually work up our immunity, so, like, you know, sticking things in our mouth. They're like,
I
rocks.
Know.
My sister used to, like, eat rocks. She, my other sister would put paper in her ears.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I became a germaphobe in high school, so, I mean, I went, like, quite a while. What really did it for me is a boy walked into Spanish class, and he was like, I threw up in the bathroom. I'm like, go home, Casey. He's like, no, I'm good. And then I got sick the next week, and I said, you know what, I'm done with this. I'm complete germaphobe now. So, yeah, it's, I'm sure ghosts
yeah,
she
didn't
do
need
that
COVID.
To me if I go to, like, a... Yeah, if I go to, like, a tuberculosis ward, I'm sure the ghost will be chasing after me, and I'm like, oh, God. But I know we have to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more questions, and we have some callers.
It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. If you want to be one of those callers, feel free to call into the show at 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316 as well. I'll put the numbers in the chat room too and all of our guest details too. So you can find her on intuitiveapril.com, Facebook like Intuitive April, Twitter and Instagram at Intuitive April. We'll be right back with a late edition of the show.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the paranormal rock star, and you're listening to The Ghost Coast with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on LiveParanormal.com.
For joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporilli, on liveparanormal.com.
Not only am I Dave Schrader, but I'm Dave Schrader of Travel Channel's The Holzer Files, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporilli on liveparanormal.com. I feel left out. I wanted to throw myself into your mix of voiceovers now.
I love it. You know, it's almost like we didn't leave break.
You know, poor Dave, always left out of the mix there on things. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporilli on liveparanormal.com. Yeah, trying to unmute everybody. Yeah, April, Sophia, we have you back. Usually means we have a lot of people. It works that slow. Go ahead, Sophia. Hey, you had some good news. You just texted me, too, as well.
Yeah. Well, thank you again, April, so much for coming on today. I mean, it's incredible you were able to start the show off, too, just, I mean, really connecting to my dad and my grandfather like that.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy.
So, I mean,
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought I was muted for a minute. Wait. I'm sorry. I love Dave Schrader.
A ninja Mike, yeah. Yeah, he's
great. I was just going to say, you know, for everyone who's just learning about you and, you know, you as a psychic, what initially, you know, kind of made you realize that you had these abilities? And, you know, how did that lead you into then becoming a paranormal investigator as well?
Well, you know, like I always tell them, I started at the age of four when we had moved into a new home. And the one night I woke up and my father's at the foot of my bed, and I call for my mom to tell, you know, daddy's here, and everyone comes in the room. The only thing is my dad passed away 2 years prior. So after his visit, I started getting these other ghosts, picking up other ghosts around the house. And, but they weren't so nice. So, it was, you know, I was pretty haunted, like, my whole life growing up as a young girl into my teens, battling these ghosts and not telling anybody because, like, the family knew, my family felt it. Some had felt like got pushed or grabbed at. Like, I was actually seeing them. But they were grabbing at me, and these welts on my body. It was terrifying. And, you know, but thank God I'm Sicilian, so I'm a hothead. I said, you know what, I want to fight them back, you know. So I started, like, you know, coming into my power and going back out at them. And as I started getting older, it started to dissipate where I wasn't seeing them as much, but I can see them in my head now. So I feel that, like, you know, your third eye, you know, I know you know what that is. It's like watching a movie, but I have control over it. So they can't scare me anymore, like being, like, in front of me. They used to scare the hell out of me. And now I took control of it where I couldn't see them from the outside, but control it in my head to see them. So I was aware of where they are. So now I took back control of it. So, and then, you know, as a teen, I started realizing that I knew things. I would blurt out things to friends and family members, and these would come to fruition, these then predictions. And I said, I thought I really had magic powers, you know. I figured anything I could say would happen, you know. So, like, I always tell a story. Like, I remember I was with my friends, and I'm like, you know, I wish Jimmy would pull up and ask me to go for a ride in his car. And the guy pulled up, like, in 20 seconds. And everyone looked at me, and I'm like, I told you, I have magic powers. So I could do this. I can will anything. But then, wow. You know, as I started getting older, I started doing it. I remember my friend's mother asked me to do a reading for her. And I had, I started talking to her. I pick up on her energy, and I tell her, I said, listen, I know somebody got test results saying that they have cancer. I said, they're going to be fine. They're going to find out that, this, you know, that they really don't have cancer or it's going to go away. And the next day they got a phone call for their daughter, my friend's older sister, that she did, the cancer was benign, so she was going to be all right. So that started, I'm like, oh, you know, hey, I can read people. You know, all I have to do is tap into their, you know, be near them. And I started doing readings, and more people heard about me, and I started doing readings. But I was doing it only for, like, immediate friends. And then when my name was getting out, I would only do it over the phone because I didn't want anyone to see me, because I'm like, I don't want to be called a freak or made fun of. So, I, you know, I was kind of in the closet, in the broom closet. So, which is funny, I got to tell you, I just did an article. I was just interviewed to Out Magazine, and they got a kick out of it because I said, you know, I came out of the broom closet. But then, you know, so people started hearing about me. So they're like, hey, listen, you know, we have stuff going on in our house. Could you come look? And I'm like, hey, sure. So I started going into these homes on my own and dealing with, like, really angry ghosts, poltergeists. And I think, like, a few years into it, and I'm like, you know, I started hearing about paranormal groups. And I'm like, you know, maybe I should join one. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this alone. It's a little friggin' scary. And what if something happens to me? Like, at least I have somebody there to help me. So that's how I started. And then all of a sudden, as soon as I started doing that, all of a sudden I get a call from Travel Channel to be on the Holzer Files. And I'm being invited to all these places, interviews. And I just got, it was just a big whirlwind. And here I am. Here I am doing the show, you know, with Sam Valtrusis and everyone. So it's crazy.
Yeah.
And with you,
it's amazing.
You, my extended family, I'm going to change my name to Temporilli.
Hey, I mean, it works. It's just an Italian name. I think that works, too, for
exactly.
You know, the New Jersey area.
Dead End, that's the name of the series. The episodes for Sam Baltrus's show with you is hauntedhotelslive.com. That's hauntedhotelslive.com. As well, we have a caller, too. We have a New York caller, 845 area code. Hi, 845 area code, what's your first name?
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, hi, you're on with April and Sophia. What's your first name?
Hello?
Yeah. Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on with Intuitive April and Sophia.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the Ghost Host Show. Yeah, what's your first name?
My name is Maria.
Maria, yeah, you have a question for April?
Yes, please. I can do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good, Maria.
Hi, how are you?
Good, honey. How are you?
Are you seeing me? This is the month of where you see me.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Just a minute. You got a message from my husband, please?
A message from your husband. What's his name?
Gaetano.
Gaetano?
Yes, please.
He's telling me everything's going to be all right because I feel like somebody's having a problem right now with finances.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also that there's going to be money coming in, not to worry. And there's something around a home. I don't know if you just moved or you're moving.
I want to buy a property overseas in Italy.
Okay. Because there's something, but I feel like waiting for money to come in. There's some type of money coming in. But I feel like somebody's been giving you a problem with finances. So I don't know if this is over a loan or, and it's around a female too, an older female waiting on this money. But this is going to happen. Now, who had the heart issues?
What?
The heart blood pressure?
Oh, my husband is to have a problem with.
Your husband?
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
This is how he passes.
Yeah.
All right. All right. And also, he wants you to watch your blood pressure, too, because you get yourself too worked up all the time. You have to relax. You want everything now. It's going to happen. Have you been having a problem with one of the children or the children having a problem?
Yeah, my daughter would work.
Okay. At work, I feel like somebody is giving her a hard time, making her life miserable. Your husband's going to punch them right in the face. But listen, from him, he just wants you to know that he's watching over everyone. I'm just trying to see what he's... Wait. He wasn't in the kitchen when this happened, was he?
No.
Okay, I keep seeing something around the kitchen, Have you been feeling, like, activity in the kitchen, like feeling your husband or smelling him? Because I keep feeling something around the kitchen area, which every Italian is going to be in.
Yeah. You know, once in a while, I got in trouble with the light, but once in a while, the light, they open and close by yourself.
All right, that's it. All right, because he's talking about this area, but he wants you to know he's around. And he just wants you to know that everything's going to be all right, and he wants you to relax. He wants you to take it. You're always constantly worrying. But you will, listen, as far as you buying property, this is not going to be right away. This is going to be in a few years.
What happened?
Yes, I just feel like there's issues around finances, getting the finances, but you do get the finances for this.
Yeah.
All right, Maria?
Okay, thank you very, very, very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, thank
God bless you.
Maria, thank you. And also for Maria and for anyone, where can they contact you directly?
Oh, they can just go to intuitiveapril@gmail.com. I no longer give the office number up because it's getting crazy. I have an assistant now,
right?
And it's gotten crazy, so we're doing everything via email. I can't tell you how many people have, like, FaceTimed me, video messaged me, like, three, four, five in the morning. So I had to get rid of that phone, gave it to my assistant, who now goes crazy with that. So we decided to take the phone number down.
Right. So intuitiveapril@gmail.com for Maria. She's still on the line, too, as well. Oh, go ahead,
thanks,
Sophia.
Yeah, I mean, another amazing reading, April. It's just incredible how you can connect. For your specific, you know, abilities, how do you get messages? Are they pictured images? Do you I know you said you were seeing Mario earlier, but do you also hear words along with that or see them?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, but you actually hear it, but you feel the vibration of it, and that's how you hear it, because everything's a frequency. Everything's energy. And I know everyone hears this all the time, but until you feel it, you understand. I hear it, but I hear it through vibration. So it's crazy. But I will tell you, sometimes it's funny. I will see somebody write out the name. I remember one time I was doing a reading, and a man came through, and he was spelling out his name. So as I was hearing the letters, I'm going M-A. Like if I was doing the Ouija board, R-I-O, and it was Mario. It was this woman's ex-boyfriend that came through. His name was Mario. Mario and Luigi today. How funny. It's an Italian day here.
You're just
going to
say, I think, like, was it like Wario or something? I think that's
no.
The third one's name. Or it's like Wild Luigi.
Oh no, Luigi! I saw like Luigi, you know, from Mario Brothers, because I know my family loves to play that game, you know, the video game. So
yeah,
that, and you know, sometimes I'll see a movie. Sometimes I'll actually hear the voice. I've done readings where I was, you know, I'll do my Zoom readings with my clients, and I remember I'm reading this woman, and all of a sudden, like, this man jumped in front of me. I could see his face, and he goes, George. So he startled me. So I said to the lady, I blurted out, George. And she goes, oh my God, that's my father-in-law. He just died last night. I'm like, all right, he's okay. he wanted to let you know he made it over okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. And just the information sometimes comes so rapidly, because you're very quick when you give a reading. Does it come so rapidly for you that it becomes overwhelming, or are you able to just kind of you know, slow it down. I know a lot of psychics, you know, they get so much at once that it's almost hard for them to figure out what the spirit's actually saying.
Yeah, I'm trying to piece together, you know, stuff, like, in my head. It's not that it's so fast. I'm like, it is fast, but I'm trying to piece the puzzle together. It's like I said, every day as I do readings, I'm actually doing puzzles all day and deciphering a puzzle. But it's just deciphering what they're trying to get across, and if there's another spirit there trying to get their information together. But they're pretty good because I always say they use my brain, my database in my brain, my memory. So if they want me to say somebody's name, they'll use something I'm familiar with, like Mario Brothers, Luigi. Like I had to do a reading, and they kept showing me a friend of mine, and I knew to use his name. And that's what I said to the woman. I said, you know, who's Ben? And she's like, oh, my God, that's, you know, my husband's name. So they'll show me, give me, like, they work with me. You know, it's like show and tell. Because I'm a little slow, I think, so they have to show me pictures.
Hey, it's okay. I mean, you're doing much better than I ever could. I would get too confused. I get confused in general. So,
and I think wine helps too.
Yeah, and I don't drink, so I'm just constantly confused. There's nothing to help with anything.
I've seen a lot of psychics drink coffee too. I don't know if that helps or.
Oh my God! I love espresso and cappuccino. So that's like, that's the first thing I have to have in the morning. Just don't even talk to me. Make my cappuccino. I just got myself a beautiful Nespresso machine. I love it. So I have my espresso, and then my wine at night. Typical Italian.
Well, you definitely need it with the all nighters at events. I honestly, I'm tired all the time. Like I'm a horrible investigator because I just like want to go to bed early. Like everyone investigates at night.
I'm
like, but during the day.
Yeah. You know what you have to do? I always bring I'll bring my pillow and blanket. So if I get tired, I go out to my car and I jump in the back seat and I will take a little nap. I've done this a million times. So I travel with pillow and blanket.
I'm just not good at that. I can't take naps. I'm just like tired, and I'm like, you know, nice. You know, it's like I get it. You know, there's less background noise and stuff. But I'm like,
it is.
Talk to ghosts during the day.
It's horrible. I have the worst sleep. I just nap on and off all day. I nap between readings. So like my readings during the day, I get a half hour break between readings. And I'll actually lay in my bed. I put my, you know, alarm on, and I'll lay down for 20 minutes and get up, do my reading, go lay down again, try and fit in, like, some type of food.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm sure that helps you, too, just be able to clear your head in between them as well, kind of like a reset.
It is. I'm telling you, napping is key and essential to me. Where I have to zone out people. Also, I love to watch TV. And it was so bad for you. But that's how I zone out everything. You know, I just, you know, watch. My mind is being occupied by, you know, of course, we're going to watch ghost shows. Go, you know, watch Ghost Adventures, you know, The Holes of Files, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, with all these amazing investigations you've done, where would you love to investigate the most in the world and why?
Oh, gosh. I never really. Oh, there's two places. First, the Amityville house. And let me tell you, I know that Ron DeFeo made up that whole story. I know that. I always knew that was a lie. But there is an energy there. I know that the new owners are not feeling anything. I know if I went there, I would connect with this energy that's there. And it's a really dark energy. I dreamt of it. I've had this happen to me for a few places, like the Hinsdale house I had dreamt about. Well, actually, like in meditation to that, because I'm also a remote view, but I was doing meditation for a reading, and I actually connected to the Hinsdale house. It was crazy because I was met by like thousands of Indians and the Indian chief, and they would not step onto the property of Hinsdale. They stayed on the property line, and they told me that the land was tainted. because in a few months I was going, so they were trying to warn me that the land, to protect myself very well. So it's pretty crazy.
Wow. What do you do as means of protection before, during, or after an investigation?
You know what? I used to, like, you know, like I, you know, of course I wear my cross. I that my husband bought me. I have my crystals and everything like that. But now I found, like, I feel protected by God. I know I'm protected. So I don't really do that much anymore. I know I'm protected. I feel protected, and it protects me. You know, I put that intention there. I already know I'm protected. So, and I think everyone could do that. Go in there knowing you are protected by whatever you believe, the universe, God, Allah, it doesn't matter. But you put that intention out there, and you will be protected. You know, law of attraction, too.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure, definitely. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just interesting to see, you know, how different people protect themselves on investigations because, you know, it's amazing just how, you know, the different cultures, you know, are different but also similar in certain ways.
Yeah.
And how they all connect for protecting people.
Yeah. I know. I've seen a lot of people. I used to be the same way. You know, I'm also a shaman, so, you know, wearing my shaman stone. But I'm like, you know, I really don't need this. I don't need this. I felt like I was attracting them more. I would, you know, my husband makes rosary beads, so he made this beautiful rosary beads for me. This is weird, but a couple months ago, I was at the Shanley Hotel. We were sitting out front, and my husband made it for me. So this crucifix is securely on. It just fell off my neck. The crucifix fell off. When I picked it
up,
where the loop was, where it should have been connected to the necklace, I couldn't even, get the loop back into it because it was that tight. So I'm like, how did that come out? It was so weird. And it didn't feel like it was yanked. It just fell. It fell off. It was the oddest thing. So I'm like, ooh, somebody
yeah.
looked at like this. I'm like, I got more where that came from.
it's amazing the unexpected things that happen on investigations. I mean, you really don't ever know what's going to happen. And it's just like you have to take, you know, each investigation and just adapt as you go.
Yeah. Well, number one, I always tell people, if you are sick, do not go.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a fight with your husband, family member, if you're not feeling up to par, do not go on investigation because your energy field is down and you're very susceptible to be attacked, you know, just like if you're sick, you know, the same thing. I've had to cancel out on a few investigations where, you know, like I was just feeling out of sorts. I'm like, no, I'm going to leave myself open. I'm going to get my butt kicked. I still do that places. You know, I've actually been violently pushed a few times, but the last time I got violently pushed, and it's funny because you know how you know you're going to fall? Because I was trying to logically think, like, maybe I was falling, but if you feel yourself falling, what's the first thing you do? You're going to put your hands out, right?
Yeah.
I was so violently pushed, I didn't push on my face.
How?
That I didn't see it coming, so I couldn't put my hands down because I didn't know it was coming. I didn't feel my body, you know, so it was crazy.
Wow.
I almost cried.
Yes.
I almost cried. I'm like,
that would hurt.
Okay?
You know?
I'm like, I'm fine.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, at least you know you were pushed. I honestly think if a ghost pushed me and I fell, I would still think I just did it to myself. I'm too accident prone.
I know.
to believe that.
No, but you
they
know,
don't
I
really
look to the
anything.
Logical side. You got to look at it logically. And I'm like, logically, I'm like, wow, that doesn't make sense. I would have put my hands out if I felt myself wrong. I didn't have time. I was pushed. So it was
except
like,
for,
so you know
for
what?
Me.
That night, I slept there. So that night I was there. You know, you can deadbolt the room from inside, but nobody has the key. So the only way to open it is from the inside. I woke up next morning. I'm doing my makeup. And I'm at the bathroom room, so I have to leave. I look up at this door, and the door is open. Unlocked. It's open. It's actually even ajar. And these doors automatically slam, and you'll hear the lock click. They don't stay open. So this door was, like, purposely open and left open, like, to really creep me out, Yeah, I wish I would have had a camera. Guess what? Wherever I go now, I have a portable camera to film me while I'm asleep to see if anything's going on.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great idea. I do know we're coming towards the end of the show, though. So I want to thank you so much for coming on today, April. It's been amazing talking to you, as always, and good luck on your investigation tonight.
Oh, thank you. God, it's so nice talking. Listen, I love you guys so much, and Sophie, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm your number one fan. I'm always cheering you on. So, you know, it's an honor to be on with you, and it's an honor to be part of this family, which I am now.
Well,
like,
we love having
too.
You. Yeah, we love having you a part of the family, and we do always love talking to you. I know my mom loves seeing all of your posts and watching your lives. So, I can't wait to see what you capture tonight.
All right, I will. I'll post it.
Sure.
Yeah, thanks so much,
April,
for what you let me know, too. Thanks, April.
Oh, sure. Thank you, guys. You take care.
Bye.
You too. Thanks. And thanks to our caller, Maria. Fantastic show today, Sophia.
Definitely. April is such a great guest. As always, I want to thank you all for listening. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you, and I will talk to you guys again next week. Bye.
Yeah, and April, too, that next event she has coming up, September 24th, she'll be at the 4th Annual Woodbridge Psychic Fair and Lectures. And also, too, she has coming up, well, as the series she mentioned, too, by Haunted Hotels producer Sam Baltrusis, the series is titled Dead Inns. That's inns as if bed and breakfast type of inn. So Dead Inns and the episode installments. You can view them now, hauntedhotelslive.com. That's hauntedhotelslive.com. As well, you can visit April, intuitiveapril.com. That's intuitiveapril.com. And for our caller, Maria, from earlier, for direct contact for anyone too, as well as she mentioned, intuitiveapril@gmail.com. That's intuitiveapril@gmail.com. Facebook, like Intuitive April. Twitter and Instagram at intuitive_April. Coming up, we have Middle-Aged and Creep Out show host Todd, Sean, and Nate. That'll be next weekend, the 17th. OC Paracon founder and producer and broadcaster Henry San Miguel will be on the program on the 24th. Sophia, the ghost host here, she's going to be on the Sunday of the broadcaster panel. That'll be October 2nd. So for full speaker lineup and ticket details, ocparacon.com. That's ocparacon.com. As well, starting in November, author Rob Guttrow will be on promoting his latest release, Ghost of England. So that'll be the 5th of November. We have October guests coming in. So like the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com Facebook fan page to learn of those guests as we get them cleared with network. We'll get those cleared, and you can learn of them real time there on our like page. So the Ghost Host Show on Sophia with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Great show, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Debbie at Xeon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.